South Asian candidate rejects claims racism is why he is losing race for prime minister. By Peter Cattell on July 31, 2022. South Asian heritage candidate Rishi Sunak, currently losing the race to become Britain's next prime minister, has rejected the idea that he is behind in the polls because of racism. Despite claims being made to the contrary, Rishi Sunak has outright rejected any notion that he is currently losing the race to become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom due to racism. Sunak, who is of Indian heritage, was initially the favourite to win the race to succeed Boris Johnson as Conservative, Tory, party leader and, by extension, Prime Minister, but has since fallen behind his last rival standing, Liz Truss. According to a report by The Telegraph, however, any notion that Sunak is currently losing the race due to some sort of racist disposition within the Conservative Party is not true. Wealthy Tory donor Rami Ranger, an Indian-born member of the House of Lords, had claimed last week that Britain would be seen as racist should it reject Sunak in favor of Truss. "I absolutely don't think that's a factor in anyone's decision," Sunak said, rejecting the notion that racism could be playing a factor in his lack of popularity. "Our members rightly put merit above everything else," he continued. "I'm sure when they are considering this question, they are just figuring out who is the best person to be prime minister. Gender, ethnicity, and everything else will have nothing to do with it." While racism may not be playing much of a role in Sunak's lagging behind in the polls, factors such as the former Chancellor of the Exchequer's past friendliness towards Communist China, as well as his ties to the World Economic Forum, WEF, certainly may be. However, for many Conservative Party voters, Liz Truss may not be seen as much better, with the former Liberal Democrat and Remain campaigner having her own ties to the globalist oligarchy. Both candidates have so far been steadfast in their support for climate alarmist policies such as net zero, and have operated at senior levels within a Conservative Party government that allowed far-left gender ideology to fester within state and medical institutions, despite them both now claiming they will take on the woke mob. "I've been very clear that single-sex spaces should be protected, particularly for young people, as well as vulnerable people. As Prime Minister, I would direct that to happen, because it's a difficult time being a teenager, being a young girl, and you should be able to have the privacy you need in your own loo," The Guardian reports Truss as saying on the campaign trail, despite her own party's government being the point of origin for many diktats pushing trans ideology. Truss and Sunak have also both promised to expand schemes for deporting illegal migrants from Britain, despite the fact the Tories have imported record levels of legal migrants into the United Kingdom while failing to get their centerpiece anti-illegal immigration Rwanda transfer scheme off the ground. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.